The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Good morning, human.
Good morning.
I'm Valerie Bayless, and I am a member of this congregation, as we all know very well by now. Our minister, Reverend Dave Dunn, is on sabbatical, and we've been fortunate to have an all-star lineup of guest sabbatical speakers. Today, we have with us Steph Anderson, who has served as executive director at the Mountain Retreat and Learning Center in Highlands, North Carolina, for just over 2 years. Steph's varied career in hospitality, property management, construction, landscaping, environmental education, and camps for kids made her uniquely qualified to lead the Mountain in its next phase of growth and expansion. Her discovery of Unitarian Universalism 12 years ago tops off her complete immersion into making the Mountain a place for all of us to learn, grow, and help make this world a better place. So on behalf of our Director of Religious Exploration, Lexi Brown, our Music Director, Alex Peach, and our beloved Chalice Choir, my fellow worship associates, and the dedicated technical team that is making today's live stream possible, I'd like to welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation, which we lovingly call UMAN. We are a liberal faith community with a mission to nurture our spirit, strive for justice, and transform the world. Whoever you are, no matter who you love, or where you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. If there are any of you visiting us for the first time today and feel comfortable doing so, please rise as you're able and introduce yourself so we can worship together as friends. Are there any first-time visitors on my right? Yes.
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. Anyone else on my right? And do we have any first-time visitors on my left?
I'm a return visitor.
That counts.
Okay. How are you? I'm Paul Harrison from Auburn, Alabama, and I'm with Gus.
Welcome. We are glad you're visiting with us this morning. Please feel free to scan the QR code on the back of your printed order of worship or the code located at the greeters table in the foyer to get in touch. We do have a number of announcements today. All ages are welcome in service. There is a fidget shelf at the back of the sanctuary and nursery care is available. Summer is just around the corner, which means that our religious education teachers get to take a break and enjoy some rest. But our human youth still want to have fun, and that's where you come in. We still have one full Sunday available and a couple of dates where we only need one more person to volunteer with Amanda Brawley to lead an hour-long Sunday activity from 10 to 11 a.m. With the kids. The summer program runs from June 7th to August 4th. There is a sign-up genius link in the email that went out, or you can see Elizabeth Rohan for additional questions. The schedule for our second hour adult enrichment offerings is in your printed order of worship, and the Needle Crafters group is not meeting today. Beginning on Wednesday, May 15th, Summer Vespers will be led at Human by Lila Lockridge. Vespers will be held here in the sanctuary from 6 to 6:45 p.m. on the first and third Wednesdays of May, June, and July. All are invited to join in welcoming the evening with gratitude for the good of the day and reflection on a spiritual concept. For more information about Vespers, speak to Shelley Negrani. The Retirement and Investment Club is meeting today, and you should meet with Colin in the lobby at 11:15. Next Sunday, May 19th, will be our congregational meeting from 12 to 1 here in the sanctuary. During second hour, starting at 11, there'll be a vegetarian potluck in Fellowship Hall. Childcare will be provided and the meeting will not be live streamed. Our annual service at Hembry Park is in 2 weeks. We hope you'll join us on Sunday, May 26th for a celebration of the poems that impact us. We still have a couple slots available, so please contact David Krober if you'd like to read a selection, either an original or a favorite during the service. And finally, Human will be hosting the Family Promise families for 3 weeks in June from the 2nd through the 23rd. These are families experiencing temporary homelessness. You can get more information during second hour today in the Youth Room in Discovery Hall, which is a change from what's printed in the Order of Worship. Come and learn about volunteer opportunities and how to best serve our neighbors in need.
Hello. I'm Steph, the Executive Director at the Mountain Retreat and Learning Center. This is very intimidating because this is a sermon. I'm not a sermon kind of person. I'm the doer and I make things happen. So I've been lucky enough to, I know your Reverend Dave Dunn, and many times I've met him. He comes up to the mountain. So I thank him for his love of the mountain. I actually got to see him his first week of sabbatical. He spent up there, and he was just here. He just left on Friday, so he said he's having a good sabbatical. But anyway, so I am here to talk about the mountain. Do you, show of hands real quick, do you know what the mountain is? You've heard of it. Okay, well, I'm going to give a little history for you who are new and kind of tell you what we're up to lately. So, you know, we're an ecologically conscious retreat center who is affiliated with the Unitarian faith because in 1979, a group of about 10 UUs from SUSE, the Southern UU Summer Institute, decided they needed to purchase a property so that they could have a retreat center and continue to have a place for their kids to come to summer camp and just enjoy nature. And so they discovered it then. So, you know, we're not a church, we're not a congregation, but we are affiliated. We don't get any funding from the UA, but we are a nonprofit and we are going strong. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about us. Our staff do not have to be UU. My partner and I, Victoria, discovered UUs about 15 years ago now. Sorry, I put 12 in my thing, but it's been about 15 now. We ran a state park in California where the Northern California UUs had their two-week summer camp. And so we both weren't really into religion, but we immediately went. That's who we are. So we learned pretty quickly that we now call ourselves UUs. So it's been a really great time to actually be immersed in Unitarian Universalists now. We share all the same principles that the faith does. Our staff live by a staff covenant. They don't have to be you, but they just have to agree to the values that are important to all of us. So I'm going to kind of give you a history based around these values that are important to us. So our history, we are in Highlands, North Carolina. It's, 2.5 to 3 hours from here. We sit at 4,200 feet. It's much cooler up there in the summer. We do have the humidity, but did you know that we are in the only East Coast rainforest? We get an average of 90 inches of rain a year. Now, I hail from Portland, Oregon, and I thought it rained a lot there, but up in Highlands, we get a lot. So it's beautiful up there because we do get a lot of rain, but that was sacred Cherokee land way back when, several hundred years ago. The Cherokee people who are in Bryson City, they still come and say that they sense their ancestors there. And it was, they didn't live there, but it was their sacred space. So they worship there. So it's a privilege to care for that land. In the 20s, get this, I love this history because I'm a summer camp person, but in the 20s, the Perry family lived at the top of the mountain in the historic tower that is still there. And they said, we gotta have a girls' summer camp because our boys are going off to camp. And so it was a girls' camp in the 20s and the 30s. There wasn't even the road to Dillard that came up. They took a train to Dillard. But anyways, that is so cool. There's called Camp Paradise, because the Perry family. And then in the 40s and 50s, it was sold and it was a boys camp. And then it was a co-ed camp. And then in 79, the Unitarian Universalists discovered it and purchased it. So there has always been kids playing in the woods and music and song in the trees. And so that makes it a really special place too. Our early groups, some of the healing that is at the mountain. For those of you who don't know, it is a retreat center at the top. We have about 150 beds. And it started that just UU congregations came there. But it has expanded. Word has gotten out about how spiritual it is, how peaceful it is. And it has really branched out. But we have some of our original groups still come. Right now, up there is GSV, which is Gay Spirit Visions, is up there. They come 3 times a year. And they started coming in like 1989 because nobody would take the gay men's group. And I'm sure they went, well, of course you can come here. And so it has always been a welcoming community. On Tuesday, Women's Spirit comes. So they have been coming for 37 years. They come twice a year. So we still have a lot of our regular groups. We still have a lot of congregations. But believe it or not, there are so many other groups that come here now. Yoga, dance, music groups. Meditation groups. The Buddhist monastery down here in Atlanta is coming. They do a silent retreat. Holistic healing modalities do facilitator training up there. We have family reunions, weddings. We have a labyrinth there. So people come from the town of Highlands and just come up and be in our space and go on the hiking trails. Our staff, I'm trying to go in our UU values, but it's not going to work. I get very excited about talking about the mountain. But, you know, we constantly, it's how we talk to our staff. We don't say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. It's like, are you being a kind and compassionate person to your fellow worker? So we use those kind of things, and they're like, oh, so, you know, it's a real job. You know, I have about 15 to 20 year-round staff who are always up there, and we bump up to about 50 staff in the summertime because we have to hire kitchen staff and farmhands and summer camp counselors. So we're gearing up for that now. They're just starting to come in. So, you know, we try and be team-led. Everybody has a say. That's the democratic process, right? I don't stand at the top and go, this is what you all do. We team lead up there. So because we're a nonprofit, we really try, our rental rates are not high. We're not a spa resort center because everything that we put on at the mountain, all of our programs, the programs that come to us, everyone should have access to all of that. So we try and keep our prices low. And so we have a whole development department. Some of you probably know Beverly Cree. She has been attached to the mountain for 35 years in some capacity. She works there now. She's my development director, but she has to raise 25% of our funds because we don't charge a lot. We want everybody to be able to come. So I wanted you to know that we are strong. We have gone through ups and downs, but the organization is financially healthy now. We actually launched our very first capital campaign last year. We've never done it. We're raising $3 million. If any of you have seen the mountain, you've seen our buildings are really old. Some of them are still from the 40s and 50s. So we're finally able to start fixing them up, build more program spaces. Our first task in the capital campaign was to build some true staff housing because we never had that. And that's the only way I can hire a bigger staff and quality staffs because I can't afford to pay what the Highlands, North Carolina area is paying, and we want to give good wages to our people. So we're building staff housing so that staff feel appreciated. So that's super exciting. So Mountain Camp is our summer camp for kids. It's one of the big reasons that we started. I don't know if we have youth, I'm sure from your congregation has come at some point. It is called Mountain Camp. If there's still counselor opportunities available too. It doesn't start till June, but if you have young adults, you know, those 18 to 35s who want a summer job, it's a great place to be. So we also have youth conferences, spring and fall. I don't know if any of you send your youth, but you know, they're weekend long conferences. It's like a mini summer camp that they come up with the congregation, meet other congregations, and you know, just be in community and continue nurturing our youth. We are so busy that we are booking into like 2026 now. That's how full and sought after. There's a wait list actually to come up and bring your retreats to the mountain. So we have very few weekends that we put on our own program, but know that all the programs that these other groups put on are open to everybody. So I encourage you to get on our website and look at the event menu. There's very few groups that will say it's private, but everything is open to everybody. You know, the private is probably Gay Spirit Vision, who's there now. You have to be a gay man to go. That's why it's private. But other than that, these yoga groups, these, it's open to everybody. So that's, you have other opportunities to come. I know your congregation hasn't come. I don't know if ever. Yes, you have? Long time ago? Wow. So there's a lot of, I mean, congregations, some of them are getting smaller and they don't feel like they can bring a big group, i.e. I was just at Northwest not long ago and they said, we can't get 40 or 50 people together. But what we're trying to do is set aside some weekends so our smaller congregations can come together. I mean, you all, it's perfect for, you know, there's quite a few little congregations here out of, in Atlanta, and you get to meet new people. Anyways, just know, and I've been working Dave too, to get you all up there, but you can just bring 20 people then, because there would be other 20-somethings up there. All right, I'm off track. Young adults, do you have a young adult group here? A little bit smaller? We're having our first young adult con. Because our youth are graduating and we feel like we want something else to keep them connected. So first weekend in June, if you have any, 18 to 35 is what they've opened up the ages for. But if you have anybody here who would like, you think would benefit to come, it'd be fun to be with a group and still kind of have summer camp together for the weekend. And then, I'm on to respect for the interdependent web of all existence. We have a working farm. It is at the base of our mountain. It's about 8 acres. It is kind of what everybody sees, but it is a regenerative, organic, working farm where we teach young people how to do this kind of work. We don't have an intern program this year, but if you have people who are interested, it's getting bigger and bigger. Our farm was kind of started in about 2010, and it is now going really strong. We have farm-to-table dinners now, starting from May through October. We have a huge tent set up. I know it's a 3-hour drive for you, but it's a great place to come and have a farm dinner right in the middle of the farm. You get to have a tour of the property. We do a lot of mushroom foraging workshops, herbalism workshops. So again, look at the calendar because there's a lot of outdoor farming that you can learn about. We go to the farmers market in Cashiers and Highlands once a week. We just went to the first one this week, so the community knows about us. We sell our product there. The farm manager, she makes mushroom tinctures because we have a certified mushroom forager on staff now, so you can buy mushroom tinctures. And we sell whatever product we can grow. We wish we could grow enough that we could supply our dining hall at the top, but we can't, because up at the top, when we're cooking 3 meals a day for our groups, we might be cooking for 130 people. So we try and have a little meal set aside that says, hey, here's the cabbage that was just harvested today, and here's the dish that came from the farm. And we're helping supplement, so we don't have to buy as much food. But the really cool thing that is near and dear to my heart is that the farm works really well with the kitchen. And we're trying to teach healthy eating and how growing your own food, how much better it can taste than buying in the supermarket, and how to cook mushrooms. You know, you learn how to forage and what to look for and what not to look for, more importantly, is what we focus on. Don't eat this. But like, then how do you prepare some of this stuff? So we're starting to do some cooking classes. Our dining hall at the top has, we cater to all dietary needs. So there's always gluten-free, there's always vegan and vegetarian, dairy-free, whatever people's needs are, that's how we cook all the time. And sometimes if it's a smaller group of 50, everything is dairy-free and gluten-free and they don't even know it. But it's a healthier way of eating for some. And so we are trying to teach that. We have a dining hall, but we're not just, you know, doing hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries. We eat pretty good up there. All right, we also, the Farm Kitchen Connection, we compost everything. So everybody scrapes their plates and it goes into the compost bin, it goes down, we feed our chickens, we have a compost pile. So it's all part of the teaching people how to be a little more ecologically conscious. And you know, food waste is a big problem in this world. And so we, you know, even with the kids at summer camp, we're like, just take a little portion. You can come back 3 or 4 times. Don't heap your plates and then it's going to waste. So this is a, you know, the farm and the kitchen is it's a passion of mine, but I think it's a good place that we can be teaching all of this. Let's see. So we get a ton of grants. Has anybody heard of the South Face grant, Good Use? They're down here in Atlanta. We now have gotten 2 very generous grants from them. So we are able to now start, all of our cabins are heated with heat pump mini splits, so we can be open year round. We have real heat now and cooling. They've helped us get rid of all our fluorescent lighting, putting occupancy sensors in our bathrooms. So, you know, being conscious of how much water we use, because we have to pump it from the bottom of the mountain up to the top. It uses electricity, but we're really, that's another area that we feel like we can make a difference. Like, this is what we're doing, and it's so easy, and you can do this in your home too. So, if you haven't signed up for our newsletters, you should. We send out monthly newsletters. You get updates on all of the events that are happening at the mountain. We have a very robust volunteer organization. We're a nonprofit. We rely on volunteers a lot. We have people come up and do everything from the farm to maintenance to working with summer camp for kids. Thank you, Betty. So there's a lot of ways to get involved. You don't have to wait. I'm still going to push Reverend Dave, but there are other ways that you all can come up to the mountain and really enjoy all that we have and all that we're doing. Our mission, the mountain enriches lives. We foster an appreciation of the natural world. We honor the interconnectedness of all things and inspire people to build inclusive, meaningful, sustainable communities through our lives. So that is how we share the values that you all get to live every day, but so are we. And continue, we are your community with you. Please come join us and be a part of that. We are gonna be after, and you can ask more questions. There's a ton more to talk about. I've had to try and keep it all in this little spot, but know that we're a really welcoming place and it's a fun place to be. If you wanna get away, come up and join us, okay? All right, I did my first sermon. Ha! Huh. Thank you for the warm invite and feeling welcome that you all have been.
And now we will extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. In the name of all that is holy, may the connections between us inspire and sustain us. May the flame of life within us and amongst us be a sacred reminder that we are all called to serve, to grow, and to love as we continue this journey of transformation. The service is ended. Go in peace and enjoy the week ahead.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.